The state's version of the Eisenbeck land swap bill passed the state's House of Representatives last night and will now go on to the governor. The bill passed through the Senate earlier this week. The bill gives the Department of Natural Resources the authority to trade 43,000 acres of state land to the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge in exchange for the 206 acres needed to build a one-lane road corridor through the wilderness area to connect King Cove with the airport in Cold Bay. Della Trumbull with the King Cove Corporation has been working on the land exchange for close to 30 years.
I equated this to the saying that it's another small step for mankind. I mean, this whole thing has been ongoing for so long, and it's been a number of small steps, I think, for us to get to where we are today and to continue to move forward slowly. It's huge, and we're just so very, very thankful.
The King Cove Corporation will also give an additional 15,000 acres to the refuge as part of the exchange. Trumbull says that the harsh weather in King Cove makes transportation to and from the airport via boat or hovercraft unreliable and dangerous. Patients get trapped without help.
As recently as last month, we had a situation where an 8 or 9 year old little boy broke his leg sledding on a Friday, and because of the bad weather, could not get to Cold Bay at all by any mode of transportation until that Monday.
The Aleutians East Borough says that once the road is built and community members have constant access to safe transportation, they will decommission the hovercraft that currently connects King Cove to Cold Bay. Representative Bryce Edgman, who introduced the original bill last session, says the DNR needs statutory authority to exchange lands that are of unequal value and involve tidelands. He says the final passage of the bill is an important step in the land exchange process.
The bill did pass both the House and the Senate without a single vote of opposition, which was pretty important in terms of sending the message back east that this is a real important issue to, you know, not just the community of King Cove and the Aleutians East Borough, but it's a pretty important issue to the state as a whole.
The Aleutians East Borough and the residents of the communities still face more hurdles before the land exchange is complete and the road is built. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service needs to complete an environmental impact statement for the project, and the Secretary of Interior needs to see if the exchange is in the better interest of the public. If the project goes through, the 10-mile-long section of the road through the wilderness area would be one lane wide, made of gravel, and have steel cables on each side to prevent people from driving off. Environmentalists have vehemently opposed the exchange for years because the area for the proposed road includes critical habitats, such as eelgrass beds and wetlands, which would not be part of the new acreage. The land swap also includes 1,600 acres near Kodiak that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service already planned on conveying to the state.